Today's podcast is brought to you by Dixon Cider. They have the world-renowned cider that is truly something to put on your tongue. Organic, homegrown apples that are hand-picked from Sydney, Australia. Go and get you some today.
Don't forget to use code SUCCULENT for 69% off.
Our other sponsor today is D's Nuts. They have a variety of nuts. Anything you want, from peanuts to almonds to pistachios, they have what will drive you nuts. Come on down to D's Nuts and get you a mouthful today.
Hello, welcome to the ASMR Food Review. Today I'm with my co-hosts Grayson McCraney and Jacob Castles, and my name is William Raceley. We are located at Wendy's on West Pearson Road, here to decipher the best possible selections. Boys, let's give it a roll.
So today I'm going to be trying the spicy sausage chicken, and I got the spicy chicken version of it. It usually comes as a home style, but you know, I decided to go with the spicy.
And I got this nice barbecue succulent chicken sandwich, or whatever they just brought up, and with the spicy chicken.
And then today I decided to go with the Wendy's Classic 4 for $4. Great meal.
With just ketchup. Truly one of the best deals available in the fast food industry.
I'd say it's a whole lot better than McDonald's garbage 3 for $6.
I would have to completely agree. All right, where would you like to start us off?
I'll start us off with our first bite of the day. If you'd like to get the microphone to my burger, please.
Oh.
Tell me what you feel from this burger.
Well,
what kind of vibes is it giving you?
I don't think there's enough barbecue on this burger. And honestly, it's not that good of a burger considering it's a chicken sandwich.
I'd have to agree with you on that one.
That's a bold move.
Bold strategy, but I like it. All right, Grayson, now we're going to come over to you.
Well, now you see, what they did here is essentially they took sauce. They got some lettuce on here, bacon, everything you need on a sandwich. They took their, you know, burger and just turned it into a chicken sandwich. Now
it's a bold strategy.
I'll let you know what that sounds like here real quick.
First bite.
Oh yeah.
What are you feeling?
I can really taste the sauce. It's just
awesome. Another bite.
Would you consider this a soul food?
Two bites in a row.
It's one bite, everyone knows the rules.
No, I wouldn't say this compared to grandma's chicken sandwich, but it's a close second. I mean, the spicy chicken is just, it really brings together the whole entire sandwich.
Well, Castles, let's get a bite of your Just Ketchup burger.
Yep.
First bite.
Pretty plain burger, you know. It's about what you're asking for. All right, now let's get into the first bite.
Did you mash it down?
Oh, yeah.
Mash it down. What are you feeling? How are you feeling?
Well,
that good?
Overall,
mm-hmm.
It's about what you asked for.
Yep.
Great burger, great quality, great bun, even though it's contrary to part of me, so very flavorful, juicy burger, bacon's pristine, I would even say.
Why don't you go ahead and tell me how juicy it is? On a scale of 1 to 10.
If I had to take a bucket of grapes and just stomp it down my throat.
And make it some nice wine.
Oh, yeah.
It's that juicy.
It's like a nice rosé wine.
Can you really explain to us why it is that when you go for a burger, you just prefer just the ketchup?
You know what? That's a real good question that all the Flushing High School wants to know.
Can you break that one down?
Why do you get just ketchup on a burger?
Okay.
So as I take my second bite.
Okay. So, to me, I don't mind other condiments. I like stuff like lettuce, everything like that. But just like, to me, on a burger, tomatoes, onions, pickles, mustard, it's just gross to me along like one bun. So I like to just keep like stuff like this pretty plain. I mean, even with stuff like tacos, I don't like lettuce on it because I feel like it just overloads the shell.
Yeah, but,
and so I'm just
Castles, a taco is made of the shell, the meat, the lettuce, and the cheese. That's just the basic taco.
See, I'm just not a lettuce guy. A sandwich, but just take out the bun and just put a patty with all the toppings on it, would you be okay with that? Because you said you don't like it between the buns, but what if you like it just the patty, you know? All beef, no buns.
Put me in a tough spot.
You know what?
No,
I'll raise you one further.
Okay.
You're at a barbecue. Okay. It's summertime. We just graduated high school, okay? Yeah, get up in there. Feel that bite. We just graduated high school. We are cooking out.
Okay. Yeah.
Father asks you, what do you want on your burger? And you say to him, just ketchup.
Just ketchup.
The whole barbecue stops. The music is no longer playing. And everyone's staring at you. Do you defend your stance of just ketchup?
Well, first off, I was standing up for my beliefs. I'm just having a pure ketchup burger, plain and only. And guess what? They have a problem with it. I'll take my succulent burger and I will walk off, okay?
That's a fair enough answer, sir.
Okay, let's get back on track here. So,
I'm about halfway into my sandwich.
You're about halfway into a sandwich, but for now, we're going to set them down. We're going to try the next course of our meal. We're going to go with Wendy's fries.
Cassius, would you like to start us off with the first bite?
Sure.
First, let's hear these fries in here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. First bite. What are you tasting? How are you feeling?
Well, very thick, flavorful fry. A little salty, I will say. But overall, very juicy. You can tell it's pretty fresh cut. It's not just some processed potato. And, yeah, I think it's better than most fries like Wendy's.
We're at Wendy's. So are you saying that the Wendy's fries are better than Wendy's?
I'm going to say McDonald's, Burger King, stuff like that. I think it's pretty much probably my favorite fry of all the fast food chains.
If you had to scale it on one to deep fryer, how fried are those fries?
I would say perfect medium. I would say like a 6.10 on the Richter scale.
A little pink or a lot of pink?
If we were going on the steak scale here, I would say medium.
Are we talking rare?
Understandable.
Medium rare?
I'm talking rare. I'm talking medium. Not medium well, where it's just like eating a belt, not too rare like you're eating raw meat. It's just like that perfect middle.
Understandable. Grayson, let's head to you. What's your topping of choice here?
So
your condiment.
Recently when I started eating fries, I've been on a ketchup craze. Really? I don't know what it is. I just don't really like ketchup on my fries, but...
Is it the sweetness, the sugar? As this man walks by and stares at us as we're recording
this
podcast.
But
Let's hear the ketchup.
I like to just squirt it out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there it is. Squeeze it all out. There you go.
We'll take a fry.
All right, yep. Very good. Sounds
nice. I like
to
get it in that ketchup.
Yep. Wipe it around. There it is. How's it taste?
Now, I don't know what it is, but something with a Wendy's fry in a Wendy's ketchup packet, it just truly brings it together. It's probably one of the most romantic things I've ever seen.
Really?
I mean,
are we talking the Notebook level of romantic?
It's probably gonna pass the Titanic in the most gross movie.
Really?
If
really?
It were a movie. It's that good.
What about Avatar or Endgame? Would it pass that?
Now, I don't know anything about blue people and long ponytails, but the Endgame, that was a movie to have watched.
I agree. I especially loved it when Iron Man died.
Would these fries hold all 6 Infinity Stones? Probably not. That's just my opinion.
Understandable. Alright, I think it's my turn for this bite of the fry. Going with no condiments here. I'm gonna pick the longest fry. Oh, that's a good 6-foot long fry right there. Nah, not 6 feet. I'm gonna go more of a 4-incher. I overestimated. Let's go ahead and take her. Let's take her whole.
Like,
you know, she's a nice firm one.
Okay.
Pretty firm in the hand. I could probably make it a little harder.
Understandable.
Let me just go ahead and fit this one down my throat. You know, I'd say that was a pretty good fry.
Mine were a bit salty, I will say. Yours look a little bit more like the salted. But you see, my fries are just dousing, so...
Yeah, I'm going to go for another bite. This one's a little bit on the smaller side, but, you know...
You're used to that,
it'll
right?
still get the job done. I don't know what small looks like, except for this fry. Overall, we're going to go ahead and rate that fry a good 4 out of 10. It wasn't too good. I'm going to rate these fries 4 out of 10. I think they've had better days. They've seen better days. Well, we're all halfway into our burgers. Castles has finished his burger. Castles, overall, what would you grade your sandwich?
Overall, my sandwich, out of 10, give it a 6.8. You know,
6.8? Why would you give it that score?
It's definitely not the best burger I had, especially from Wendy's. But you know what? I really think it gets the job done. It's your everyday burger. Nothing wrong with it. It's just nothing that's really going to knock your socks off, if you know what I mean. Grayson, what would you give your burger? I know it's a new burger, just recently came out.
Chicken sandwich, thank you very much.
Yeah, sorry for disrespecting.
Now, I usually like to get chicken Asiago ranch when I come here.
Mm-hmm.
but this is a little something new I wanted to try. You know, I'm a fan favorite of the Sossum sauce. It's not too bad. I like a little bacon on my meat. And I have to get probably about 3 irons out of 5.
That's pretty good. I mean, pretty good.
It's about a 6 out of 10.
No, it's three irons out of five.
I'm confused on what the reference is to irons.
What are you talking about?
Anyways, Will, how do you like yours?
You know what?
It's a thick burger.
Overall, it's a chicken sandwich.
Chicken sandwich once again, buddy. But
this is not a burger with just
thick
ketchup.
Chicken sandwich. It's a thickened chicken. Okay.
No, the barbecue sauce towards the front of the burger wasn't too good. There was really none there. We get to the back where, you know, the back's just always the best part.
Right.
Succulent.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
I have to agree. That's how mine is.
I think that the sauce could have been distributed a little bit more evenly. I think the onions were in tip-top shape. The pickles were pretty pickly. I think there could have been a little bit more. I think that I only found 2 on this sandwich.
Yeah, oh. I will agree. I only found 1 pickle on my sandwich.
It's yeah,
probably
it wasn't,
the
size
of a
wasn't
dime.
Too much of a fan of that. Overall,
I hate to see it.
I think I'm gonna give this one 7 Geno's out of 10 Ed Burskis is what I would grade my sandwich.
Wow, that's you know.
It's a pretty good score. It's a pretty
bold.
Good sandwich.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I'm gonna take the
for
bold
a new sandwich. That's pretty good.
Yes, sir. Castles, we're moving on to your other half of your 4 for 4, where you have chicken nuggets.
Talk a little bit about the 4 for 4 meal choice. Unlike Will and Grayson's burger here, they
chicken
just got
sandwich. Castles
chicken sandwich. My apologies. It just came with the sandwich, fries, and a drink. 4 for 4 comes with a medium order fries, a 4-piece nugget, your choice of whatever type of burger wrap you want, and then a drink. Well, now for me, we're gonna get on to the nuggets.
The nuggets.
Now,
the nuggets
Wendy's
come standard in a 4 for 4.
Standard.
Spicy will be brought back though after we get 2 million likes on
the
IG.
I did hear that.
2 million
yeah.
Likes.
We'll take a brief break from your 4 for 4 here as we talk about the return of spicy nuggets.
Mm-hmm. I have to
Chance
agree.
The Rapper brought these back, boys.
Yep. So Wendy's tweeted out, if their tweet gets more than 2 million likes, they will indeed bring back the spicy chicken nugget.
Due to popular demand.
This is a personal fan favorite as well. I don't know why they ever took them away. It was just stupid.
This is a podcast favorite right here.
Right, I'd have to agree. I like to dip them in my Frosty. Now, I know it's bold, but it's just what I like. I mean,
you know, it's not a bad move.
Frosty and spicy nuggets.
It's not a bad move. I'm going to agree with you there. I think that the tweet ended up with like 2.2 million likes.
2.2 million likes, that's correct.
Yep.
Can we get our computer guy to fact check that? Thank you. He's over to our right. His name's computer guy. Anyways, there it is. Yep. Get it going on the keyboard.
2.3 as we speak.
2.3. Not bad. Thank you, computer man. Castles, back to your nuggets. Let's get the first bite in. Let me hear it.
Okay.
Yeah, pick her up.
Okay. Overall, Wendy's, some of my favorite nuggets at all the fast food chains.
We just want the bite, Castles.
Want
give
the
us
bite.
The bite.
Okay.
That's good.
That's a good bite right there. What are we feeling? How's it tasting?
Out of all fast food chains, I feel like this tastes the most like chicken. Because a lot of nuggets, a lot of processed meat, stuff like that. But this is just like, feel like the most
real
nuggets.
Is this real, authentic
meat,
chicken?
Real
chicken.
American chicken.
That's
this
what
is,
I like.
This
to
is
hear.
America's chicken.
America made.
You want to know why Wendy's makes their burgers in squares? Because they don't cut corners.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
That's because that's Dave's way.
Very well seasoned nugget. Aside from
all
that,
of Wendy's really spins off of one word, fresh. And that's what the founder Dave wants.
Yes, sir.
It's just Dave's way. I mean, ultimately.
So then here's a question. Is Wendy Dave's wife? Is Wendy Dave's daughter?
No, Wendy is actually Dave's daughter, believe it or not.
You know the backstory behind that, Grayson?
Well, you see, back on Dave's farm, you know, he had lots of cows. And his daughter, Wendy, she used to always have to tie her hair up in the pigtails because, you know,
had to get to work.
You don't want to get milk in your hair.
Right.
You're
she's milking
to town
the cows.
On some udders. So he ultimately ended up naming Wendy's Wendy because Wendy always helped out with the cows on the farm.
Right.
And That's just where we are today. It's just one of the...
With cows on a farm.
Just a billion-dollar business. And their slogan is, fresh, never frozen. And, and are you all right?
You I'm okay, right. buddy? Good. We're talking about
Dave,
Wendy here.
Dave stands that to this day, along with Wendy, his
Dave's
daughter.
Dead.
Why is Dave dead?
Why would you just blow into the microphone?
Are you
because
kidding me?
There's some crumbs on the screen. Oh, my apologies. But aside from that, Dave is indefinitely dead right now.
What happened to Dave?
Dave died.
Right, how did he die? Yeah, give us the story on that. Give us the story on that. While we wait for a fact check, I'm going to go over Dave's cream soda. This new pop I got. Now, I don't really drink pop. I'm not a big pop fan. I usually only go with water, lemonade, or juice. But this is orange cream soda. I'm going to give her a whirl right here. So here's my first drink. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say, and that's quality soda. Dave made it right. I'm going to give that one. Is that Wendy?
This is indeed Wendy from back when she was on the farm.
Nice, thick woman. Anyways.
Back with the fact check.
Hold on. I got to grade my orange cream soda. I'm going to grade my orange cream soda. I'm going to grade this a good 9. Cereal podcast out of 11 Teaching Tuesdays.
You know,
not bad.
That's bold. You know,
I'm not a big pop drinker, but I like this pop.
I understand. Okay. You know why? Because it's Dave's way.
It is Dave's way.
So
okay, I
so let's get that fact check. How did Dave die?
Dave Thomas, Wendy's founder, died of liver cancer at his home in Fort Lauderdale.
Did he have a drinking problem?
He did not.
He just liver.
He died back in January of 2002 and had a quadruple heart bypass surgery in December of 1996, which ultimately didn't work out.
No, that was just a shame.
That's a big
shame. He died at age 69. It's just tragic.
Don't forget, use code SUCCULENT for 69% off of Dixon Cider.
No.
I have one piece left in my meal.
Like any fine dining experience, has to end with a nice dessert. Now, William here, he had decided to go with the double chocolate chip cookie, and I decided myself to go with the chocolate chunk cookie. Now, let's give these a rating and give it a try. Will, go ahead.
All right, first bite.
Now, Castles, I'd like to know why you didn't get the ketchup cookie, but personally, it's not that big of a deal. I mean,
wow, now that's a good.
I just want to know your stance on that.
Yes, why not a cookie with just ketchup, Castles?
Because that would be gross and un-American.
But what about the burger?
I don't think there's anything more American than ketchup, personally. Besides maybe ranch.
Okay,
see, I'm going to have to disagree with you right there. I think ranch
Wendy's,
is disgusting.
Because I think Wendy's is probably the most American thing in America.
USA!
That's,
USA!
Because that's Dave's way.
Wendy's. Now, anyways, this cookie, this is a top 10 cookie in my lifetime. This beats Subway's cookies.
Oh.
And Subway has some good cookies.
Out of 10, what would you give it?
Out of 10 what?
Whoa.
Diamond pickaxes?
Yes.
10 diamond pickaxes?
Yeah.
I'm going to say that this is 11 enchanted swiftness 4 pickaxes.
What? Are they diamond or are they iron?
No, they're diamond.
Oh. Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Now that's scaled.
Oh, yeah. Now, this is a cookie, all right.
Now, that...
To all our Minecraft
that's
lovers.
That's a lot
out
of
there.
XP you have to save up in the shaft.
That's a lot.
I will agree.
That's a lot of shafting and a lot of XP.
Okay.
Castles, let's get a video of your first bite. Not a video. A nice sound recording.
Well, I decided to go with the chocolate chunk cookie.
Is that just like a chocolate chip cookie, Castles?
Very similar. This is exactly what you want to see out of a chocolate chip cookie. The chocolate is literally melting off of the batter.
Really?
And that is what I see looking like. Seriously, just like I even got some on my fingers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think I can get some of that?
I don't know. This is a pretty good cookie.
I don't know. I think you got a little bit extra on your finger. Give Grayson some right there.
Here you go. Tev, lick at my finger.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's
a sight to see.
I will agree.
Okay,
that's
now let's
good chocolate.
Let's get into our first bite.
All right, first bite.
Wow.
Wow,
that's
incredible.
Truly something special. Mm. That's Dave's way, is what
that is. That is Dave written all over. You know what? This is so. These cookies are so good. I'm going for a second bite.
Looks pretty deceiving here. But looking at it in the case, it looks pretty hard. It looks like a pretty cheap cookie. But as you could tell, this has been recently baked.
As soon as you get out and play with it a little bit, it starts to soften up. I mean,
as soon as you just treat her like how she's supposed to be treated,
right?
She opens up to you real nicely.
Mm-hmm. Now,
Grayson, how come you didn't go with a dessert option here?
Well, you see, I've been living a pretty lavish lifestyle recently, and I'm kind of balling on a budget right now. So I got a big promposal after this. I got to go buy a lamp.
A lamp?
From where?
Like an Aladdin lamp. I'm going to have to make up a little something, you know.
Are you going to be the genie?
No. No.
No? No genie? What about Will Smith? Will Will Smith be the genie?
See, I tried to get a hold of him, but he is really busy right now.
What about Robin Williams?
Robin Williams? Unfortunately, he's no longer with us.
What happened
there?
It's
truly a tragic story, you know.
I never heard of this.
He wasn't having the best time here, and I think he's in a better place now.
In other words, he killed himself.
Yeah. Oh.
Whoa. I mean, I wouldn't say that we would just, you know, blatantly say that.
Now I remember this. There's a conspiracy theory that he was assassinated, and it was made to look like a suicide.
I will say all his pieces of work are phenomenal. I'm talking Mrs. Doubtfire, you know, Jumanji, the original one, not the one with Rock, you know, and Chris Hart in it. Aladdin, you know, it's just... All his pieces of art were just...
When did he die? 2012?
Really something to see. 2014.
14. While I was 13 at the time.
You know, Night at the Museum, he is just... August 11, 2014, he was taken from us in Paradise Cay, California. And, you know, I just hope he's doing better now, you know?
He's dead. Well, I'm pretty
overall,
sure that... That wraps us up.
What would you give the rating of your winning experience? As the whole round meal, what would you give your experience out of 10?
I mean...
My experience?
Will, you go ahead.
Man. Let me get one more sip of Dave's cream soda here.
That looks creamy.
Oh, it's nice and creamy. Right in my mouth, too. Gonna go ahead and say... Out of 10, this was an 8.3.5 experience. This was very satisfactory. Grayson, what are we looking at?
I mean, on a scale of 4 anti-vaxxers to 23 Wendy Thomases,
yes.
I'd probably settle about somewhere between Will Smith, I'm a genie in a bottle, and that's solely because of when I requested my sandwich originally, I was mistaken for the burger four times.
Very true.
Well, and you know, not once.
The man behind the
counter
wasn't working too hard.
Not three times, but four times. And, you know, that really cut into my experience.
You know what? Now that I come to think of it, they didn't have all the Dave soda on call there.
Yeah,
they only had cream soda. I'm going to have to knock it down a half point.
Sir, it definitely could have been a little bit better.
Back down to an 8.28.
They have a cherry flavor that I really wanted to try.
I wanted to try the cherry
vanilla as well. They also had a berry vanilla flavor that just wasn't even available. It was just black and white.
Don't worry, we'll be coming back.
And I know for a fact that if Dave was here, he would want that changed. Because that's Dave's way.
You're so right. Castles, what are we looking at for a review here? What's your score?
Okay, well, on my total meal, overall, it was pretty good. I mean, burger, juicy, tasted well. Cookie, best I've ever had from here. Very good. It's actually surprisingly good.
Very good.
But what really is going to bring down my rating here were the fries because they were very salty, almost to the point where they were inedible. But they were still good. The consistency of the fries were still pretty good. But overall, I'd have to give it... A 7.5 on my Wendy's experience.
7.5?
Out of what?
10.
10 what?
10 what?
Megahertz.
Understandable.
That's a decent
lot,
score.
But
well,
that's going to wrap up this week's episode of Food Review. So
let us know where you want the ASMR Food Review to head next, and you'll catch us there next week. Till then, we'll see you next time.
See ya.